This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We kick off another week of fun and excitement tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, the website itself, redesigned for 2010. If you haven't been over there yet, go on over, create an account. It's completely free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. We give you all the features, the webcam, the live streams, the archives. The site itself actually allows you to submit show prep suggestions, news stories. And that can also include videos, blog posts, whatever you want. You submit it to the site, other listeners vote them up and vote them down, and so can you. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. So, lots to discuss here tonight. I did mention over the weekend we had the government is one giant cult. And I just thought that was a fun title because we've got a gentleman that calls the show fairly often, Gene the Christian Anarchist, who has been saying for a long time that the government is a cult. And Phil Mammon over at LouRockwell.com appears to agree. So we'll start out with that. But then coming up, Mark, you've got something about felony recording.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
In case you didn't know it, recording something can be a felony. We will find out what exactly that was all about. But first, from LouRockwell.com, we go to Phil Mammon. In 1954, Dorothy Martin, a Chicago housewife, announced she had been receiving messages from outer space, telling her the Western Hemisphere would be destroyed by a flood on December 21st, remember, 1954. The messages came from a being called Sananda, who assured Dorothy the true believers would be rescued by a flying saucer just before midnight the night before the flood. Dorothy first tried to get the word out to save as many people as possible, but in September, her small group called the Seekers shut down all outside communications. Many quit their jobs.
People thought they were nuts.
Left their spouses. And gave away their money and possessions.
Who needs them if you're going to go ride on a flying saucer?
And the world's going, they're going to be flooded out, so yeah. Per Sananda's instructions, they removed all the metal from their clothes, because presumably they're being beamed up somehow and having the metal would get in the way, I suppose. On December 20th,
I suppose.
On December 20th, 20 or so people crowded into Dorothy's home to await Sananda.
The best part of this story is her husband went to bed. He's like,
you already read this, huh?
I happen to know the story from a different location. It's a great story.
The clock struck midnight. No visitor. One seeker noticed a second clock showed only 11:55 p.m., so the seekers reached a consensus that it was not yet, in fact, midnight. When even the slow clock finally showed 12:10 in the morning, one guy put on his hat and went home. Perhaps he thought he could get his job and his wife back. The rest stayed in stunned silence. A little after 4 a.m., Dorothy got another message. The disaster had been called off. Hallelujah! The little group, sitting all night long, had spread so much light that God had saved the world from destruction.
I wonder if the guy who put his hat in, on and went home fell for this crap, too.
It would seem hard to believe that he would have been brought back in after that. But the next afternoon, the group called newspapers, friends, anybody who would listen to spread their message.
Which has to be minimal.
Their single most important prediction had proven blindingly, obviously false. But their reaction was renewed vigor and belief. Does that sound familiar? Well, for over 50 years, the government dispersed the military to every corner of the globe, whether the locals wanted them there or not. Resentment grew, and that resentment grew into a movement. One of its results was the hideous terrorist attack on 9/11, in clear retaliation to unjustified imperialism. And what was the response? More troops to countries entirely unaffiliated with the 9/11 attackers. For almost a century, the government has controlled the value of money through the central bank. Inflation has ravished the dollar. In regulations and guarantees only encourage reckless risks. In the Great Depression, much as in the past few years, the mistakes of centralized economic planning became obvious. What was the response? more centralized economic planning. A few years ago, a campaign called Earth Hour started with feeble support. The intent was to have people switch off electricity in their homes and businesses to make a point about the environment. In the last year, global warming has been shown to be fraudulent and simply wrong, as proof came that scientists essentially fabricated evidence. It's clear the effects of humans on the environment is negligible, but Earth Hour founder Andy Ridley said the movement recently has only grown. The environmentalists reacted just as the cult did to the expose of the myth. They spread the word. This year, a thousand landmarks and the offices of many global companies across 300,000 cities in over 100 countries darkened for Earth Hour. So why does this happen? Well, we actually know why, because three psychologists infiltrated the Seekers, testing what was then a new theory of cognitive dissonance. That uncomfortable feeling you get from holding conflicting ideas. See, feeling that people receive when you might first introduce them to the ideas of liberty. Maybe the feeling you first felt when you first found out that, oh my God, you could have been wrong this whole time.
You know, the more research I've been doing on the skeptic sites, and, you know, I'm probably half skeptic, the more I've been doing, the more I've been finding out, I think I do believe in this global warming, what anthropomorphic global warming thing. I think that it's probably a lot less dangerous than they make it out to be, but, you know, I may be signing on to this thing.
The psychologist predicted that when the aliens failed to come, those who had invested the most in being rescued would strengthen their resolve. And they were right. Five conditions must be met for someone to become a more fervent believer even after disconfirmation. First, the belief must be held with deep conviction. You couldn't be a newbie. You've got to be in for the long haul. Second, the person must have made a substantial commitment. The more irreversible, the better. Third, the belief must be such that events could refute it. Fourth, the undeniable evidence must occur. So faced with the truth, you are rejected. And fifth, most importantly, the person must know others who support the idea. See, fanatics can't be reasoned with. If the government is like Dorothy, then we're in trouble. Even though the rest of the cult eventually disappeared or dispersed, she continued to act as a channel for Sananda until her death. But perhaps we can draw inspiration from her husband. As Mark mentioned, he never supported Dorothy's visions. On the eve before the cataclysm, he slept soundly through the night. So, is it cult-like? Is the behavior of the followers of the state cult-like? I think Gene is right. And
that
I think
much I won't disagree with.
Bill Nyman is right.
I think the global warming thing still remains to be seen, and I think that the government is the worst organization to deal with it, but there may be something to be said for it. I'm still researching.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231, but cognitive dissonance is an incredibly powerful thing. And it is so frequently seen in the minds and in the words and the actions of Americans and people around the world. When confronted with the truth, the older they are and the more set in their ways and their beliefs about the state they are, the more cognitive dissonance they are likely to experience. When the truth about freedom and the truth about the violence of the coercive state is put in front of them. I mean, even if they were to hear somebody like Barack Obama actually saying...
What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence. What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
And then they repeat it over and over again in that clip. Somebody did finally pull that clip out, as you had requested, Mark, and there it was. Now, I don't know what the context was. It was some politician thing where he was talking. But he, in the midst of his little answer to the question... He revealed the truth about the state, that it is a monopoly on violence, crystal clear. And I think there are people out there that have deluded themselves into believing that it's something other than that.
Right. You know, I'm carrying on a conversation with somebody, and you know, via email, and somebody I met in real life, and you know, they're suggesting that people that are open carrying, they're talking about this William Koster thing, they're suggesting that people that are open carrying are attempting to intimidate others, and specifically Secret Service agents, who are just as armed and probably better trained than they are.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Ludicrous. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you've got a story about somebody who recorded, was it a conversation with a bureaucrat?
Scott.
a cop, charged with a felony. We'll explain what happened here in moments. Take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you all the features on the site, and those features include live streams. We have a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all available for you free. Listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get the phone number there for our listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen via that method. listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's getting together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that have moved past their cognitive dissonance and have embraced the ideas of liberty. And not only have they embraced the ideas, they are willing to make a move to physically pick themselves up and their family and their business, if they have those things, and move them here to New Hampshire in order to pursue the ideas of freedom in a way that heretofore has really been impossible. Since the last time there was a migration for freedom, people migrated way, 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 way back from different places to this country. But ever since then, freedom has not been on the increase in America. And so we want to see freedom increase. And the way to do that is to get together. So go to freestateproject.org and get signed up and join the fun up here in New Hampshire. We're having new people coming on over to the Free Keen Forum all the time, saying hello from all across the country, and that they're planning on making a move. And, of course, people are going all around the state, all the way up north to the seacoast, out here west in the Keene area, Manchester, the big areas. There's a lot to do here in New Hampshire, and there's so much exciting activism happening here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up. Let's go to Shelley, listening in Georgia. Ladies first, and we'll get to the felony recording charges here in a little bit. Shelley, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, sir. Hi, who are you?
Hi, how are I or who am I?
I said, who are you?
Oh, just great. What's on your mind tonight, Shelley?
Okay, well, I'm calling in. First, I just want to thank Free Talk so very much for its service to the United States citizens. And I just wanted to let you know I signed up today, and
What did you sign up for?
I just signed up today so that I can listen to your radio station.
Oh, great. You don't have to sign up, by the way, just to listen to the show on freetalklive.com. You can listen in any old time without creating an account. But go ahead. What was on your mind tonight?
Right. Well, what's on my mind was that I was on the internet and I saw Free Talk of an article about me. I am from Georgia, and on March 2nd, 2010, the police officer that kicked my door down came in my home and basically manhandled me, put guns to my head, and murdered my baby. I was 3 months pregnant, and they killed my baby. And I really believe that, you know, a lot of people should be outraged about what's happened to me.
I agree. And what was the pretense for them coming into your home?
Well, they claim that I've had too many dogs, which is not true.
How many dogs do you have?
I had 4 dogs, and the law allows 5 dogs. And they just basically, I was at home, I was pregnant, and my son just told me that my home was surrounded by 14. And I didn't know what was going on, and later they just kicked my door down, ran upstairs, grabbed me, pushed me down to the ground, and manhandled me. And I was telling them, I'm pregnant. And they didn't care. And they basically had put the handcuffs on me, and I suffered a miscarriage because of that.
Mm, that's horrifying. And
in addition to that, they had me with no clothes, naked in my house, while they took pictures of me. And my oldest son was there to witness what happened to me. You have this article about me on your on the website.
Yes, we do. Now, is your name Chenille Nahan?
Yes, sir. That's me. Yes, but Shelley's my pet name. Yes, that's me.
Shelley.
Yes.
Clayton County down there apparently, and did they end up charging you with anything?
They just said that I've obstructed them by not opening my door. I didn't know what was going on.
They said that you wanted them by not opening your door?
They said I've obstructed them. This was
obstructing.
Okay. So I did not know why they were there, sir. They just swarmed home, and as a matter of fact, the citations that they were talking about were for 1 year ago. There were nothing recent.
And, so wait a minute. So they cited you a year ago for having too many dogs, and then that's what they were coming after you for, was for the citation that was written a year ago?
Yes, sir. That's what they claim. that I'm believing that, the dog citation is just a pretext. I'm an activist, and I speak up about the rights of other people, and I believe that there is something more than just the dog citation, and they're using these citations as pretext to come in my home. You know, but I mean, it came in my home. It's like, you know, they almost killed me.
Yeah, that's that is absolutely awful, and we've heard so many stories here.
It's so horrifying, Shelley.
We have heard so many stories of people that have been attacked by the police. In many cases, it's a mistaken identity. They get the wrong house, or in a case like this, I mean, they brought out the SWAT team to raid your home because of dogs?
My entire block was full, sir. There was so many. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something that's frightening. When I heard them coming upstairs for me, kick the door down, I lived in a two-story house, and I ran outside, and I was half-naked because, as I said, I was in my bed. And when I looked in my front yard, there was about 20 to 25 men, all dressed in black, pointing their guns at me.
Yeah, that's a lot of people for a lot of police officers for one gal who might have one too many dogs, right?
Yes, sir. One little pregnant woman. It's just not making no sense. And you know, they took me to jail. I was arrested. As a matter of fact, I was taken to the hospital, and I was hemorrhaging, and they still sent me to jail. The hospital not kept me. They sent me, and it was just horrifying because. The back seat of the police car, there was blood. There was blood on the ground. There was, you know, they locked me up and never gave me food or water.
So what happens now, Shelley? I mean, now that this has happened, are they trying? Is there a trial, or were you already found guilty and that's why they put a warrant out? Or what's the status?
No. There was no warrant or nothing guilty. What's happened is that, well, now I've got a lawyer on the situation to deal with the civil issue. But what I want it now is to bring out this type of injustice so that no other woman in the United States would not have to live what happened to me. When these things happen to citizens, we're not supposed to sit down and just let it go underneath the rug. I am trying to call in attention to as many people.
How can people help you, Shelley? Is there a website? Have you gotten in touch with the folks over at Cop Block?
No, sir, I've not. Well, I'm calling in today and to see what possible help.
I can tell you what I would recommend is that you get in touch with our friends over at copblock.org.
Copblock,
COPBLOCK, copblock.org. Our friends are over there, and they've got a great blog that can help bring attention to your case. And I hope that you could call us back down the line and let us know what happened.
Yeah, let us know what's going on, Shelley.
But head over to copblock.org, get in touch with those folks over there, and I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can see them, and if you are a lady listener, become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch today. I get it daily, and it is awesome. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Steve is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark, also. A really quick story before I get into the meat of my topic. I actually, as you guys know, I have a boat repair business, and I did a job for the mayor of a major city in the state of Florida. He needed a stereo system installed in his boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted something, he wanted some very specific parts. He didn't want me to go down and buy them, so he wanted he and I to go down together to find out what was compatible with his boat, what would work, and something that met his personal standards, which is fine, that's normal. So I get in his truck. First thing he did was he ran a red light. and then we get to the store. And he said, how much cable do we need? And I said, we need about 30 feet. And so he said, okay. And so he measured out 30 feet. He measured out an extra 10 feet. he cut it and he threw it on the counter and told the guy that it was 30 feet. So he basically stole 10 feet of cable.
Jeez.
This is a mayor. I didn't say anything. I mean, you know, it's
right.
It's not my business in a way, but I mean, I couldn't believe this guy's a mayor of a major city in Florida.
You're doing more by calling in here than you would by, you know, losing your customer and creating a fuss and all that stuff.
Yes.
I think this is a great object lesson for people that these are the people that we hire.
I didn't hire him to do
these jobs. Well, you haven't gone
Somebody
and
did.
Fired him.
I can't fire him.
Right. That's the thing. I'm just trying to point out that these are the ones that get in charge. And even if it's not bad people that when they start out, this is what it's like to have a job like that. This is what it does to somebody to have no accountability.
Right. Okay. So and you're right about all that. That's well said. Now, what I was going to talk about was the Free State Project is a plan of getting basically a certain number of people's names on a list, and these names on the list, all these people have basically pledged, they haven't sworn, and they're certainly not obligated, but they're pledged that once this certain number is reached, 20,000, I think it is,
right.
Mm-hmm. Within 5 years of that moment, they have pledged to move the Free State Project. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting, now I got a lot going on, but this is something I definitely would want to work on if somebody else doesn't think it's, you know, if somebody else doesn't beat me to it. What if we had like a tax protest project that was something similar to that, and maybe you guys can help. I haven't really thought it all out, so maybe you guys can help me kick this around a little bit. Let's say we have a goal of getting a certain number of names on the list, a certain number of people who have pledged that once this certain number is reached, whatever it is, 10 million or whatever, we will all stop paying our taxes.
I think it's a fine idea. I think that promoting it will become the difficulty.
Right. I put something like that
up once on Pledge Bank, and you know, I didn't really promote it that heavily, and I didn't really know how to promote it.
The People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org does something similar. Basically, they say, you know, you sign up to their lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
And they say that you know, they're not paying until they get these four answers to these questions that they're looking for, and the government has made no indication that they're going to answer their questions. So
right.
The government isn't likely to come after you for not paying your taxes if you work for yourself and if you are not famous. You know, those two.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't really
factors.
The answer you gave, Mark, or what you were just saying about We the People doesn't address what Steve is bringing up. And the We the People folks are already not paying taxes. They're saying, hey, come
on. You can sign up to theirs.
You can sign up to theirs, but I think that what Steve's trying to do is he's trying to give people that incentive of, well, X amount of people are going to not pay taxes. Would you join in if you knew that X amount of people were not going to pay taxes? They haven't stopped paying yet. They're waiting until X is reached, and then they're going to stop paying.
There's 109 million tax forms, tax filers out there, and there are more than 300,000. People in the United States, so only a third of the people are paying taxes, are filing taxes at this point. As a matter of fact, half of those people that are filing aren't even paying taxes, according to a recent article that came out. So it's only one-sixth
right.
of the people that are paying taxes. I mean, really, I have to ask the question, if you're filing, if you're below, you know, whatever $60,000 or whatever it takes to actually pay taxes here in the United States, why in the world would you stop? I mean,
right. Well, what I was kind of envisioning for this, and like I said, I'm just sort of kicking it around. It helps to say it out loud rather than just thinking about it.
Well, the answer, by the way, to Mark's question is principle, because you don't want to go along with the federal gang.
That's what I think would be a bit different between this and We the People, because We the People says we're not paying until you answer these four questions, and what we're saying is we're not paying.
It's different. I agree.
It.
It's different.
You'd have to probably set up your own website, because I don't think doing it through Pledge Bank is going to cut it, which is what I did. And so you'd probably have to set up your own website. It would probably likely require some sort of custom code. You'd also likely want to somehow assure people that their privacy is going to be kept.
Exactly.
You want to host the website outside of the country.
Outside of the country. Exactly
right.
People
are
going to
be paranoid that if they sign up for something like that, that they'll be targeted. I mean, you're
right.
Getting somebody to sign up to something like that is going to be difficult enough. Of overcoming all of their objections is going to be the most important part beyond the marketing aspect, which is, I think, is the most critical aspect. Once you have a good concept solidified and together and a good website that's easy to use put together, then you have to get the word out there, and that's the trickiest part. But if it's a great idea and people like it, then the word will spread on its own, so there's that factor, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to take in consideration, but... Yeah, I think that would be the main thing, is that we're just simply not going to pay taxes. And I think the number would have to be very large in order to make an impact. As Mark said already, we have a third of the people that aren't, even filing. And that would be it, too. That part of the pledge, I think, as I'm kind of kicking this around, would be we're not even filing. You know, screw you. We're not even going to fill out your stupid forms.
I agree with that. One of the other things you might want to consider is being a little more flexible. Because if you come up with a number, your number may be too high or too low for other people. So if you do like the Free State Project does and allow people to have a custom level to where they could say, I'm willing to not pay taxes if X other people also don't pay taxes. And for one person, it might be $10,000. For another person, it might be $100,000. For another person, it might be $1,000,000. And then they can set whatever number in they want to, and you'd have to have some sort of code in the background of the website, essentially being able – you could run some statistics. You could show people, well, we have this many people that are willing to stop paying if we reach 20,000, this many people that are willing to stop paying if we reach 50,000, this many people, you know,
who have already stopped paying because we've reached, you know, 5,278.
Yeah. Good point. Right. And the first thing I thought of course, was the hosting outside of the country. And then the second thing that I thought of was that, don't you know that the conspiracy people, I hate to say it, the Alex Jones types, are going to say that basically it's a government-run thing, and all they're trying to do is collect names of people who are not going to pay their taxes. That would be the first thing that would come out.
Put a little gold seal down at the bottom that says Bilderberger approved.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes, Steve, and if you put this thing together, we'll be happy to plug it for you. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And I'll sign on as somebody who's going to stop right now.
Yes,
I'm going to pay for 5 years.
800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. It would be kind of cool to take his back code and apply it to local areas, too, and have people stop paying property taxes. So, free talk live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry,
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you want to support this program, you can do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There is a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations and into more ears around the country and around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. It's liberty-minded news for liberty-minded folk. This Ridleyographer is based out of Savannah, Georgia, and is currently doing a series where he's interviewed all the ladies of the Liberty Alliance, Calendar Girls. You can find these lovely Lola ladies and their interviews at our very own Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can find all the rest of his stories at lclreport.com, sometimes even our new FTL website. Feel free to vote up his stories if you like them on the new FTL website at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, Ryan is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I think it was on the 8th of April y'all were speaking about privatizing the fire service, or some lady had said, well, let's just ask the firemen if they want to do it. Y'all recall that?
Yeah.
All right, and I am a fireman here near Atlanta.
I'm a fireman, too, here in up in New Hampshire.
Cool. Hey, Audrey, it's all right.
Now, are you a paid fire person?
I actually am. Yes.
You are. Okay. The term is
fireman. Yeah, in a large department, we got about 350 firefighters. And I actually think that would be an incredible idea. And if you know, it could be implemented, it would be excellent for the fire service, because you would get a lot of the humdrum firemen that actually just come in for a paycheck and know they don't have to work hard and don't really care about anything. You would weed those
now,
out.
Just a point of information, when you say it will be an incredible idea, can you flesh out what you're talking about for people just tuning in? What idea specifically?
To privatize the fire service, to take it away from the control of it, away from the local government, to have private companies come in, similar to what's done with EMS, and you know, hire their own workers and build their own market for it, as opposed to everyone having to pay for something that they may or may not want.
Now, when you said humdrum firemen, can you tell me a little more about them?
Yeah, I mean, just like any type of job, you have guys that are just there for a paycheck, and just, I've been a fireman for about 9 years now, and just from my experiences, I would say the majority of, the firemen that I work with are actually there for the right reason. They want to help people first, and then, you know, of course, the income is second to that.
I'd like to point out one thing on, you know, regarding firemen that I think weeds out the ones that may only be there for a paycheck. Now, this doesn't entirely work, but there's something unique to firefighting that you know, sort of works, and it's an internship program. Basically, if you want to be a professional firefighter, you have to have interned at volunteer stations somewhere nearby.
Is that true?
It's
or
not,
are you is this an idea that you'd like to see implemented? Is that
no,
true?
It's both basically true. I'm going to wait for the caller to back me up on this.
Yeah, it's somewhat true. It's not always the case. We had a population boom down here in Atlanta or in Georgia over the last, you know, of course it slowed since the economy's kind of taken a dive. But there for a while, they were just hiring because they needed people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually witnessed, you know, some of the standards even be lowered because they just had to have bodies to ride the trucks. And I think if we were to privatize it, you would have, you know, more scrutiny from the people that were in charge, that were, you know, that wanted to run a good business and make sure that everything was run properly so that they could keep those consumers paying, as opposed to now you have everybody's got to pay regardless of if you think that it's a service that you may want or if it's even worth it to you.
I think that there's an issue. The only issue I have with what you're saying is the term privatized. I think that the term privatized has a connotation of it being somehow still governmentally operated at a fundamental level or funded by the government.
Right, a government-controlled monopoly, basically.
But hired out, essentially.
Like the electric companies are.
Yeah, but hired out to a bidder or something like that. And I think that I think a better term might be, at least from my perspective, for what I would like to see, would be to marketize fire service, which would be to get the government out of it completely and allow the marketplace to create competing fire agencies as is necessary to satisfy market demand.
Yeah, I agree completely. That's actually what I meant. I guess my wording was wrong with, you know, saying privatized. I don't believe that there's, you know, my views have changed largely over the, as I've, you know, grown and become an adult, you know, over the years of actually having my own family and having to pay taxes and whatnot. And, I mean, I think that that would be highly beneficial for not only the fire service as a whole. I think that you would have a higher quality all around of, you know, people coming to perform CPR or whatever it is.
Yeah,
that
it's true. I mean, that's what a competition does, is it brings better businesses competing means that they're competing for employees.
Do you think
right,
that
as opposed to what you have right now, you have, you know, you get what you get type deal. There's no incentive for one county's fire department to be, you know, any better than another's because they don't have the threat of losing their base.
Right, and they have no liability either if they don't put the fire out. Whereas if you had a market protection, if you had a market fire protection, who knows how the market would organize itself. Maybe they would be subsidiaries of insurance companies or something like that, or they'd get paid based on how much they saved from the insurance company. I mean, who knows how the market would end up organizing that, but I know that I would want my firemen incentivized to be on the scene as quickly as possible so the least damage was done, because that would lower the insurance costs.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, that sounds great.
Do you think that firefighters would be paid more or less or about the same in a in a world where we marketize fire service? Do you think that it would, because it seems like you know, sometimes maybe there's too many firefighters, maybe the firefighters are paid too much. I don't know. These are the kind of things that I feel like I see in you know, big metros.
I feel like it would be like any other business. You know, if you have a business that's run properly and they hire good firemen, they're going to get more business. Therefore, they're going to have more money and a reason to pay more to their firemen so that they can continue to provide excellent service. Now, if you have a company that's, you know, going to provide, you know, crappy service, they're not going to have as many people paying in, and the people are going to start dropping them, and I think it would, you know, that it would regulate itself that way as far as pay would be concerned. I think likely be more. I mean, I would say likely be paid
it,
more.
It might very well be, because they could be the Blackwater of firefighters, as it were. There would be fewer of them, but they would be very, very good at their job. And,
possibly.
You know, I mean, it's difficult to know how the marketplace would come up with this. Maybe helicopters are the best way to fight fires. We don't know. Maybe they don't need to have engines, you know, all over the place. It's hard to say. But
right.
Currently, what I know isn't going to happen is you're not going to see as many innovations in the area of sort of the administration of firefighting. There's a lot of innovations in fighting fires, but not in as many in the areas of administering it.
Mark, do you remember that story we talked about? I think it was last year sometime or whenever. They were having those fires out in California, and we talked about a fire insurance company that was used by the millionaires. You know, it was used by the people with the very, very expensive homes, because
those were the ones that were burning last year.
That's where the market is for this kind of service, because it's like a lot of things where there's a government existing provider. The only market that exists is kind of the high end for people that want better protection than that. And these guys were coming out with this, you know, space age foam that they were spraying out around the houses to create essentially a fire barrier that the fire couldn't even go past, basically protecting from burning embers that could flip over into the yard. And really, they had some innovation even at the upper levels of fire protection, only for the elite. They are innovating, so certainly the innovation is possible. And in the absence of the government one-size-fits-all system, like all new innovations, we'd see the good ones stick around and lower in price as more companies were able to adopt that technology and figure out how to lower the cost of it and essentially make it so that those things would become affordable for the average consumer. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and let us know, the world of the firemen, if anything interesting happens, because we don't hear from firemen very often on this program. Sometimes we hear from the law enforcement officers, and it's interesting to get into their world. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.